Welcome to the Anabu AI blog, in audio. Brett Allegre Wood has written something this week that I think a lot of business owners have been waiting for someone to say out loud.
What's the article?
It's called OpenAI Kills Sora and Microsoft Retreats: What the AI Hype Crash Means for SMEs. The argument is that the AI hype bubble is deflating, and for SMEs, that's genuinely good news.
That's a surprising take. Most people hear AI hype crash and immediately think they've missed their window.
Right, and Brett's saying the opposite. Let's start with Sora. OpenAI quietly shelved it. This was the video generation tool that had Hollywood in a frenzy. Disney was apparently ready to commit $1 billion to it.
$1 billion? Gone?
Gone. The reason wasn't a technical failure. The commercial case simply wasn't there. The computing cost to run Sora at scale was astronomical. Brett describes it as a classic case of a solution desperately looking for a problem.
And Microsoft is a similar story?
They tried to wedge Copilot into everything. Word, Excel, Notepad, even the Photos app. The vision was an AI companion everywhere you looked. Brett calls it AI bloat.
And users pushed back.
Hard. It slowed machines down, cluttered workflows. Users weren't asking for it. Microsoft is now quietly scaling it back. Brett's lesson from that is clear. Just because you can inject AI into something doesn't mean you should. It has to solve a real problem. Otherwise, it's just expensive noise.
Which is something a lot of SME owners will recognize from their own vendors. Everything has AI in it now. But does any of it actually help?
That's exactly the reframe Brett's pushing. Stop asking, how can I use AI in my business? He calls that a terrible starting point, one that leads to expensive mistakes. The better question is, what is my biggest, most persistent problem? And is there a proven, practical tool that solves it? Problem first, solution second.
What's the wider picture, though? Is this just two big companies stumbling, or is something more structural happening?
Something more structural. A Pew Research study found half of adults are now more concerned than excited about AI. Companies including Atlassian, Block, and Meta have laid off tens of thousands to self-fund their AI pivots. And in the UK, grid connection queues for new data centers are now cited as the single biggest blocker to expanding AI capacity.
Power constraints. Physical limits on how fast this can actually scale.
Exactly. Brett puts it well. The bleeding edge is a place where you just bleed money. The major players are being forced to shift focus from spectacular, energy-hungry demos to applications that are sustainable and genuinely profitable. Useful work per watt, as he puts it.
There's a productivity angle here, too, because AI was supposed to deliver this massive, immediate productivity leap across the board.
The productivity paradox. In specific, narrow cases, it has delivered. A developer writing code faster is the clearest example Brett gives. But businesses are discovering this creates what he calls an illusion of velocity. More code per hour just shifts the bottleneck downstream to testing and quality assurance. The overall delivery time doesn't necessarily change. Slapping AI on a broken process doesn't fix the process.
That's an honest observation. So the wins are real, but more contained than the hype suggested.
And Goldman Sachs is reflecting that in where the smart money is now going. Away from the model makers, toward companies already embedded in real enterprise workflows. Tools that make existing business processes faster or better, with a measurable return. Not just a return on astonishment. That's a direct quote from the article.
There's a skills figure in the article that I think UK and Australian business owners really need to sit with.
92% of non-technical job listings in the UK make no mention of AI skills. 92%.
That is a serious gap, and it tells you the bottleneck isn't tools, it's people.
Brett calls it a ticking liability. Compare it with Singapore, training 100,000 workers, helping 10,000 businesses adopt AI, even offering free premium AI tool subscriptions to citizens. That's what a serious long-term strategy looks like.
So the real competitive advantage isn't who has the fanciest tool. It's who's built a team that knows how to actually use AI well, that can genuinely augment what they do every day.
But Gold Rush is over. Now it's farming. Training your people. Solving real problems with proven technology. Measuring what you get back.
There's also a section on data sovereignty that Australian businesses especially need to take seriously.
The Australian government is tying data center approvals to national interest criteria,
renewable energy, water use, contributions to the local economy. Brett's point is that business owners should apply the same rigor to their own tech partners. Where is your customer data stored? Who controls it? Is your provider compliant with the Privacy Act amendments, or for UK clients, with GDPR? It's a resilience question, not just a compliance checkbox.
Exactly. And given where geopolitics is heading, it's one worth asking now rather than after something goes wrong.
So what's the single thing a listener should actually do this week?
The reframe. Write down your three biggest operational headaches. Then, and only then, go looking for a tool that solves one of them. It sounds simple, but it completely changes the conversation you have with any vendor.
Mine is invest in your people. That 92% figure tells you where the real gap is. One honest conversation with your team this week about how they're using AI or why they're not is worth more than any vendor demo. The full article is at animoon.ar. And if you want to work through this for your own business, my offer is a free AI audit. Worth booking. It is